It was a big week for Blockbuster Video, but not all the reviews were great. Here to share his insight on the Blockbuster situation is Motley Fool senior writer Rick Munares. Rick, welcome.
Thank you, David.
Rick, Blockbuster had its annual meeting this week, and there was a shakeup. What occurred?
Yeah, it was basically a colossal vote of no confidence to those in charge of Blockbuster. You had a billionaire corporate raider, Carl Icahn, come in, and he got two of his friends on the ballot, two entertainment industry veterans on the ballot to oppose those in charge, and basically he got more than 50% of the vote to get himself and his two friends onto the Blockbuster board and ousting its CEO.
And Icahn obviously felt that the company was being mismanaged and was undervalued and was militating for change, and yet the first thing he did, Rick, was to announce that he wanted Antiocco to stay on as CEO. Now, you and I know, because we've analyzed this already, that there's a golden parachute involved. What is a golden parachute?
Yeah, it's a beautiful expression. It describes it perfectly. A lot of times when a company will bring in a new CEO, they'll tempt them with a big package, and they'll say, you know what, if it doesn't work out, you have this waiting for you at the other end of the rainbow. So it's a gold-colored pink slip you'll be getting. And in this case, it amounts to would be about $54 million in compensation if Antiocco leaves the company. So now you have basically Icahn saying, all right, I'm in the board, but you know what? I hate you, but I want you not to leave.
Very ironic. Well, CEO John Antiocco talked to the Motley Fool in July of 2003. At that point, I had Netflix on my mind. Rick, you and I are both Netflix shareholders. I asked him about the online space.
We see a subscription in our business being, you know, somewhere in the 10 to 20% of our customers at the high end. We're talking about probably, you know, 3 to 4 million subscribers. My view would be that'll probably be higher than Netflix and a lot higher than anyone else.
And things haven't really played out that way. Blockbuster has over 500,000 customers via online subscription now, but Netflix closer to 3 million these days. And Rick, I don't think Netflix is ever going to be caught.
Yeah, no, I mean, they have such a gigantic lead on this. And Blockbuster, I mean, they're basically giving away their product. It's like $14.99 for all you can rent in any given month through their online model, and they're still having a trouble picking up as many new customers as Netflix. And it just goes to show, on the day that this board shakeup happened, Blockbuster stock, it inched up a little bit, but Netflix stock took off about 12-13% higher because people are thinking, hey, maybe Blockbuster's going to pull out of the online business now.
And there has been speculation that Icahn could do that, and yet I know that you feel like that might be a crazy move for Blockbuster.
Yeah, I mean, Blockbuster, they need to stay relevant. And I mean, and the company, Blockbuster, I mean, sure, it's losing money, but it's not doing that horrendously awful. The company is growing its subscribers, which is something that it hadn't done for the last 2 years.
Blockbuster, around 25 million customers overall. The movie rental business has been declining overall for the last few years. It's a very interesting business story. Rick, thank you very much for your perspective.
Always a pleasure, David.
That was Rick Munares, senior writer at The Motley Fool. You can read more on Blockbuster, Netflix, and a lot of other stocks each day, every day, at Fool.com. Coming up, your phone calls. You're listening to The Motley Fool Radio Show from NPR.